transfer.
Hello, everybody. Here we are back, styling. All right. Welcome back. This is episode 41, I believe. Maybe it'll be 42, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be 41 because 40 just went out.
I'm pretty sure it's 41, and it's coincidentally my parents' 41st anniversary.
41 years?
That's where I was. I was at dinner tonight. 41
really?
Years. Peter and Nancy McCann. Whoa. Little shout out. Didn't shout get out. You anything this year.
Now, a shout out on shout the radio. Out. On the internet radio, that is.
Yeah, they don't understand the internet radio.
Here, just listen to this. They have iTunes? You can tell them. You can show them.
No, my mom's got a Mac. She'll figure out iTunes next year, probably. Yeah.
Where did they go for Din-Din?
Oh, we went to Bistro 900, real classy joint. It's in a hotel. Well,
hotel places are classy.
Usually,
like they are. Yeah. Usually, yeah.
I think that's why my grandfather likes it so much.
Uh-huh.
My 93-year-old grandfather took us out for dinner tonight. It was very cute of him. Mm-hmm. We had a blast.
What'd you get?
I was the unorthodox one. Chicken wings and prosciutto.
Yeah, well,
I'm
nice
a big
fancy dinner.
I'm an at man.
Oh, you can't go wrong with chicken wings. I didn't know you liked
prosciutto. I didn't know like a chicken wing.
I knew you liked garlic. Okay, first of all, before we go to welcome everybody back, okay? It's 41. I am sitting here and... Oops, sorry. A little bit of a weird sound there. We are back, okay, to the Carpooling Podcast. And my main man and best friend
whoop.
Is back on the show, okay? That was like... It's only been like three episodes since the last time he was on. It was so much fun. Got him back on again. So everybody, welcome back, my good friend Kelly McCann.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Good to be back.
Good. We are first. Let's just tell everybody what we're driving in here, like, because Derek and I are in like a fucking Chevy Cobalt 2004, I think, little silver thing. It's like a fucking cesspool. There's so much garbage in it.
The only reason this vehicle of mine is clean is because it's not mine. It's the dealership.
Yeah. So
stealing cars for the evening.
It's,
seatbelt, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a Santa Fe, but it's a 7-seater. It's a limited edition, right?
Limited,
like, would you say this
is?
Is this like the best SUV size on the that you got?
This is the biggest.
Biggest.
By far. Biggest is not always best, Chris.
It's not the classiest that you have at your lot?
Oh, this is as classy as it gets when it comes to SUVs.
Okay, that's, what, I meant. That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Most lots.
Whoa. Okay, like, it's very nice in here.
This thing's baller.
Yeah.
I should have brought it home. My girlfriend wants one now.
Really?
I can't afford this. This is physically a mortgage payment to me.
Really?
Yeah.
How much does this bad boy cost? Like, if I was
this is
like
45,
tomorrow...
this is 45 grand.
Yeah, okay.
The one we're in, 45 grand.
Nice.
That's before rebates. You get me at the right time of year, you're hitting 40,
balling.
Possibly 0% for 84 months.
Yeah.
You never know.
Cool. I would buy this tomorrow if somebody tried to sell it to me.
Well, I'm going to have to
pick
up my socks. I got to fund a baby soon.
No, but seriously, like, if I came in there tomorrow, even though I just bought my van, would you be able to find a way to sell me this? Like, if we weren't good friends and you knew I couldn't afford it, could you still get some kind of bank to sell it to me or
totally.
Lend me the money?
Oh, that's the sad thing in this world. I can get a bank to approve almost anyone on a car loan.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
Really, eh?
But at the same time, I don't always sell people vehicles when they shouldn't buy them. A lot of times I do. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, right.
My boss showed me an example one time down the line. He said, do whatever you want with this customer. I'm like, this guy can't afford a $45,000 vehicle. It wasn't this one. It was just a different one happened to be. I'm like, he's going to go bankrupt. He doesn't bring in enough money. He's like, you can't think that way. Sure enough, I tried to guide the guy. I'm like, just wait until you're able to make more money or you figure out your finances. You don't have all these bills anymore.
Yeah.
And we'll do this again next year. Drives down the road, buys the, like, literally 2 hours later.
He comes back.
He came back and showed me the car the next week. I bought this, right after I left your lot. Thanks for the advice, but he was so nice about it. He really wanted to show me what he got.
What did he get?
He just got another sports car. He ended up, like, $5,000 less, but nonetheless, he just put himself, like, 40 grand worth of debt for no reason.
He must have been going through his midlife, right?
No, these are just people that...
Don't give a fuck.
As soon as they get out of bankruptcy, they go... Oh, I'm going to go make
back
tons of new purchases.
Right.
I don't understand why people do
that. Yeah.
Actually, it's really sad in society. I'm working for the worst type of industry when you think about it.
You think?
Totally. I sell a depreciating asset, and then on top of that, I charge interest on it.
Yeah.
Now, let me clarify. I am not the one charging the interest, nor making a penny off of it.
Of course not. Those are the banks.
That would be pretty sweet.
You do make a little bit of money off of it, right?
I don't make it off the interest. I make it off like a commission selling a car.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so like you make like $2,000 or something off a car.
It's not my fault to finance it. I'm offering
no, true
a
that,
service.
True that. Yeah,
speak
but
speak of the devil, what a beautiful car lot.
Whoa, we are back at the car lot. We should switch it up and grab another ride.
I think we should.
Yeah.
Oh crap.
What'd you do?
I didn't bring keys for any other one other than my car that's left here.
Yeah,
that's not.
We're getting
a yes
we're getting
situation.
Back out of this bad boy and getting into. Is this where you guys park? Whose place is this?
Actually, now that I just realized this, I need to park it behind me. I have to go all the way around because this is not insured. I don't own this. Well, the family doesn't own this property.
No? Well, yeah. How come you park here?
I park here because I can just park wherever I want.
Ah, okay.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, you baller. Here, open it and I'll get out. We'll pause this.
Okay, we'll catch you from another vehicle.
Yeah. Okay, so we just switched to a new vehicle, which is much less
nice.
Yes, much less nice than the last one we were in. Still nice. Like when Steph and I had the little Nissan and you let us borrow this for like a week when you were gone on vacation or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She liked it. She's like, we should get one of these.
I know. I almost sold her on Hyundai.
Yeah. But you can't go wrong when, you know, you need a 7-seater. That Dodge Caravan is way cheaper.
My girlfriend won't even let me buy anymore a 5-seater. If I want to go buy a new vehicle, I have to plan for a 7-passenger.
7-seater.
She's already planned for a whole family.
You guys are going to have more kids,
you think? Oh, I think so. You never know.
Whoa.
I'm pretty sure she wants back-to-back.
Yeah, so they have friends?
I think she'd be happy with 3 more.
3?
Like in total, so a total of 4.
Oh, 4. Whoa. You're going to pop out 3 more?
I'm not doing any of the physical popping out.
No,
that's
I know, but I mean, you still have to do work. Like, you gotta, like, touch her leg until you, and then.
Why am I touching her leg?
To turn her on. I thought she was all about getting her leg touched.
That's, my girlfriend's got the leg touching fetish.
Yeah. It's,
yeah, I guess a leg touch every once in a while.
Yeah.
Never hurt me.
Yeah. No, but you like doing the whole non-pull out thing.
Yeah.
So that's how the babies are born.
That is how babies are born.
Like how long?
It works out good. Whenever she wants a baby and I really don't like pulling out.
Like how long did it take you guys to get pregnant? Like how many times?
6 months.
6 months of trying?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Well, not like as I say, I was pretty lax. So when I was keeping an eye on things. I was dating things. I don't get me wrong, I didn't have a journal or anything keeping track of her exact period.
Right.
But I was keeping track. To a certain extent, remembering the dates, hopefully.
Yeah.
Area time, anyways. And going, for about a 2-week window, I'd play it safe. Or just ask for blowjobs.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I don't ask for blowjobs.
No. That's but, like, would she get mad at you if you didn't shoot in? Like, you had to, if you say you pulled out, would she be mad? Or would she just be like, whatever?
No, because, like, as I said, we weren't totally trying. Like, she knew that, like, we had talked about it, but I don't know. When I say this out loud, I feel stupid because there was obviously no planning. I was just going, meh.
Whatever.
Whatever.
It happens, it happens.
Yeah, exactly.
So you basically you knew what you were doing.
Yeah, to a certain extent.
To a certain extent.
Then I just started getting lazy and just going every
whatever.
Time.
I'm and now you still do that
do what I want. I always do what I want now.
Yeah. Well, she's pregos. So two in a row, you think that might change like when she has like another baby plus her already son and how much work it is?
I do 100% believe that that will change immensely. We're going to do a drive-by at your house.
Sure, let's do it. We'll wave to Seamus. We're not going to be NWA style.
Yeah,
I just saw that movie.
How was it?
It was pretty good. I knew everything that happened, so
like, I don't know the whole story.
Yeah, so like people who don't know what happened will enjoy it. Like I liked it, but I also knew everything that was gonna happen, so I was like, it's just like, oh my God, I did not know that was gonna happen. I was like, I kinda knew all along, so it's not that big of a craziness to me. Not to be a douchebag. Yeah. You know, but you probably know what happens. So
I know people die.
Yeah, there's some people. Yeah.
And
you know?
I know people turn into certain people.
Yeah.
Like, that, I get who the people are.
Yeah, right.
Obviously, I don't get the people very
Dr.
well.
Dr. Dre.
I'm not using the actual names.
Yeah, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Eazy-E, and what's his face?
Well, speaking of, is it Eazy-E? Who's the guy that like killed a couple people? The rapper. Was that Eazy-E?
Tupac?
No, he did a bunch of time.
Did time and then came out?
I think it is Eazy-E.
Eazy-E is like an actual gangster. He wasn't like a rapper. And they like recruit him because he has like money to start his own record label to get them out, to get NWA started. And he also raps on it, but he wasn't like trying to rap. Like, it's like the first time he's rapping is on the album.
Okay.
Tupac went to jail for shooting, I'm pretty sure. And
But Eazy-E was the one that Suge Knight's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, he's in that movie for sure. He's a big part of that movie.
And Suge Knight, do they portray him as a bad guy?
Oh, fuck. What do you think, man? You know who he is, right? You know what kind of human being he is.
He's just a shitty, shitty person.
Oh, he's a horrible human being, yeah. Did you not see the footage of him killing that guy?
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't seen the footage of anything. I know nothing about Suge Knight. All I know is I have a subscription to Rolling Stone. This is the first time in my life I think I'm ever going to say this. I've never seen anything on him, but I have read about him.
Right.
That is the first I'm ever going to say that.
Well, he's been a badass. Like, if you watch a movie, you'll see it. But just recently in the news, like, maybe like a year ago, he fucking ran over some guy. Like, some guy was like, him and this, he was in like a SUV, like a full-size one. Like a Cadillac size one?
Not
Santa Fe. Yeah, not Santa Fe style. And he's talking to somebody in, like, some guy's standing beside him and he's in the driver's seat. And the guy, like, tries to shoot him and he fucking runs the guy over and he kills one and he hits another one. And now he's going to jail.
You're kidding me.
No, like, this was huge. Like, you can see the video. Like, if we go to TMZ right now and put Suge Knight in there, it will show us the video and it show him killing somebody.
I would love to see this.
Speaking of killing somebody, did you see people in the news? We didn't really talk about it. I didn't talk about it with D, but that fucking shit that just happened with the news?
Which one?
Well, the...
shit happens on the news every day, my friend.
Well, it just literally happened. It was like the guy that shot the girl and the boy live on the air.
I think I've heard something about this, but I don't know anything about it, no.
It just happened on last week. I think maybe it was Thursday or something, maybe Friday. I don't know. I think it was Friday. And he got called. Apparently what happened was he worked with them and then he didn't work with the people. It was a cameraman and a on-air personality.
That's what I saw. Yeah. Yeah, and he walked up and
He fucking blasted them. And he killed them.
On TV.
Yeah, he killed three people.
That's messed up.
And like they
what was it
and
over?
He started posting videos on his YouTube before it all got taken down before and he killed himself. He had like a shootout with the police and then he killed himself. But he was posting videos from his point of view of killing the people on YouTube. And, like, there you can go look at them. Like you can see from the cameraman's angle when he gets shot and he drops the camera dead. But you can also see from that guy's point of view. It looks like a first-person shooter game. Like, he's walking around with a gun. And, like, you see him fucking kill
him. That's wild. Well, you can put a camera on a scope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he had, like, a GoPro, like, the chest GoPro on. And then after he killed him, he went back, uploaded it, and then they found him and killed himself or whatever. But it's crazy, man. It's pretty crazy.
I wouldn't want to go out that way.
No, that's a bad way to go out.
No, that is a bad way to go out.
Like, if he shot you in the head and you drop dead, not that bad. You know? Like, you probably aren't going to feel anything. But you might feel something. I don't know, but you know what I mean?
Nope. Well, I'm talking in the sense of, that's a coward thing to do. Go shoot a bunch of people.
The
and
reason
then
he
shoot
did
himself.
It was because they called him like a. I don't think it was a monkey, but they called him like a racial slur, like 6 months ago, and he held a grudge. Yeah, that's what happened. He said they said like a racial slur to him or something, or called him an animal. I don't know, something. I forget what it was. You know, I could look on Google right now, but I'm kind of lazy, people. But they said something. Pissed him off, and he held that grudge for like 6 months. And then he's like, that's it, I'm fucking got him this time.
Okay.
Bang, bang.
Now, I know it's not the same thing. Whites basically can never claim racism ever.
Right.
But while we're on the topic, I get this weird situation. Okay, so I sell a car to this guy, native guy.
Yeah.
Nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Okay?
Like an Indian?
When he shows up, okay?
Yeah.
At the car lot one day, it's pouring rain. And the guy gets out of his sunroof. He's got this old beater. And I'm like, he's got a, driving an old rickety Sunfire with, and he gets out of the sunroof and he just walks up to me with this piece of paper in his hand. He's like, hey, is this really a car for $9,999? I said, yeah, I've got two right here. You can pick from. He goes, okay, I want one, please. And I was shocked. It was just how it went down. It was, and I'm like, what's going on with your car? He's like, could you take it in on trade? I said, well, how many kilometers are on it? He's like, I don't think you need to know about the kilometers or anything. It's not going to be worth that much. For instance, I can't get out of my windows or my doors anymore, so I have to go through the sunroof. I had to weld them all shut. I'm like, okay. So obviously, I don't need to explain to you how low quality or low features you're buying a car.
Yeah.
You already are not used to too much.
Yeah.
So you're going to be impressed by very little.
Yeah.
So I sat him down. The cool, interesting thing is, if he came back and picked up the car from me, I got to charge him 5% tax.
Right.
But if I bring it to him, literally to him to his house, and give it to him there, I charge him nothing tax.
Really?
Isn't because that
he's
weird?
A native?
He's native. But yeah, long story short, we have to go to the band office to sign in if we do it this way. I hand him the paper when we're at the office, and he's asking for the total with taxes. And I show him, so here's your total all in.
Yeah.
If you pick it up and here's it, if I deliver, he just looks at me, he's like, I'll take delivery, please. He's nicest, sweetest little guy.
Yeah.
So I get to the band office where we got to do the do all the paperwork to register the car.
Sorry,
there.
One second, dude. Okay.
So I get to the band office to register the car.
Yeah.
And when I'm there, there's all these secretaries there. Everybody's really sweet to me and nice, and we start just chatting and joking around. And one of the girls goes off on this tangent about her daughter being in the public school system and getting bullied by these white boys. And she keeps saying white boys and blah, blah. She didn't say cracker or anything like that. She wasn't being mean to me at all. She was just referring to these white boys that keep bullying her daughter.
Yeah.
And so we leave the band office, all the paperwork's done, and my customer looks over at me and goes, Kelly, I am so sorry you had to put up with that. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I have no idea what he's referring to.
Yeah.
Oh, little stall. Restart that one.
That's all right.
And he goes, Giselle, or whatever the girl's name is, Giselle in there. He's like, I want you to know, she's got white friends and white cousins. I don't know why she'd say something like that. And I said, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's like all the white boy stuff. And I started realizing, and I was shocked as hell, and I looked at him and said, Paul, is this the first time I'm ever experiencing racism? And he looks just now as shocked as I am. And I'm like, Paul, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what everybody's bitching about, because that wasn't that bad. Again, I know that it's two different worlds, but
I didn't think it was that bad.
No,
like it didn't bother you.
It'd be different if I was brought up in constant tortured or
picked
on. I totally get that.
You're a slave for 100 years or whatever.
But I don't know.
But
even if my ancestors were slaves, I really don't think I'd be too pissed off about it. Like,
yeah, for sure. I don't know. Like,
but
I would use
white guilt.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, we can't really say if it would be, like, that bad. Like, if it's that bad for them. Because we don't know. Because it's different. Like, she calls you a cracker. It's not that bad.
No. Like, wouldn't hurt my feelings. Wouldn't fuck my day up at all.
No. Like, no. Derek and I got called a cracker, not, like, by an albino black chick. So she looked kind of white.
Up.
But she's actually black. I swear to God.
That's like Michael Jackson calling you a cracker.
Yeah. It's exactly like that. It's just like that. And she called us a bunch of crackers. And we didn't care. We laughed.
Oh,
like,
definitely.
We thought it was hilarious. But, like, you know, it's different for that.
But you can't turn that one around on them.
No.
No. Doesn't go both ways.
We go and get coffee at Tim Hortons. And, he's going fast.
He's going
And
real
she gets
fast.
Coffee there every day, too. So, like, now we see her in line. And we always talking about, like, did you enjoy your Triscuits last night? Yes, I do like crackers, you know?
Just constant, fucking with her. Constant little touches.
Little jabs, you know?
Yeah.
Give her a little jab here and there. Yeah, I'm just gonna press pause on this, guys. We'll be right back in 1 second here. Okay, yeah. Sorry, guys. I don't know. Something's going on with the microphone. It was rubbing up on something, or there's a little scratching going on somewhere. So if you hear it, I'm trying to fix it, but I apologize for the people listening at home, okay? Free podcast, all right, guys? Fuck off. Okay? Don't get mad.
You're not charging for this?
No, fuck no.
How can you even afford to pay me?
I pay you in friendship?
Yeah.
IOUs? Yeah. Next time you need something?
You pay me in commercials, my friend.
Yeah. No, actually, you pay me in commercials.
Yeah. No, I don't pay a cent.
Yeah. Your boss pays me.
And then I'm the
You're
one
the
that gets
man.
It. I'm the middleman on this, yeah. But I get the best out of it because I end up making more sales after these commercials.
Right? Yeah, you do good.
I'm very glad you're coming up for the second time now.
Yeah, I'm happy too.
Second podcast, second set of commercials.
I know.
We could keep trading business like this all day long.
Oh yeah, man. I'll get you on any possible time I can get you on the show, you can come on. Because it's just a grand old time.
I wonder if I could write that off as a business expense to go down.
Come down, do a radio show with me. I wanted to talk to you guys. Like, your bosses probably wouldn't be down with it. But like, I should start like just saying you guys are a sponsor. So if anybody ever buys anything and they mention the podcast, you know, I get like a little kickback if you sell them a car. But I don't think they would want to, you know, like, because I talk about some nasty shit. So I don't know if they'd want to be part of that business.
Why do I keep forgetting that I'm driving a standard?
Because you're used to driving an automatic.
I just was driving that for half a day, and
fucked you.
God damn,
like, you haven't been shifting
back
at all.
Not at all. No.
I don't even notice it either. Yeah. I'm like, once it starts shaking, then I do. But
yeah, I'm just tired of it. 5 years with standard. Don't need it anymore.
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice to have like a little car standard, and then you have a big family car. That's not standard.
Well, I look at it as like a purpose, like something. If you're gonna drive standard and try to enjoy it, like get a car that's worth enjoying the drive.
Yeah.
So like I was driving a Genesis Coupe the other day. I know I sound like I'm constantly plugging Hyundai, but I'm constantly working there, so yeah. It's just what I drive.
Yeah.
But I was driving a Genesis Coupe the other day, and God damn, that whole drive I was just trying to think, how can I justify buying this?
What couldn't you like? Since you work there, isn't there some way that you could just drive a different one home every night?
I can get. I can
like,
arrange
oh,
a demo.
It?
Well, you take a pay cut.
Do you really
arrange a demo? Because what they give you, what's called a demo allowance. So
yeah,
they $300, $500, depending on what your setup is, a month you lose of your salary towards paying for a car.
Yeah, is it worth it? If you're not
like
selling
this.
Anything.
Well,
if you don't sell anything.
Well, you shouldn't be working if you're not going to sell anything.
No, I know, but like, say you're a boss's son and like, you always have a job. I'm not saying that the boss's sons don't sell anything, which I'm sure they do. Like, I don't work there.
Actually, no,
I'm
they
not saying,
both do lately.
Yeah. No, but I just mean like, somebody who can't get fired. But I guess they could just take a demo home anyways.
Yeah, all those people can just, take demos whenever they want.
So it would cost you 3% of your pay.
No, not 3%. Would that be?
Is that what you said? 3% of your pay?
No, $300 a month.
Oh, $300 a month.
Well, when you think about it, that's a lease payment.
Yeah, and then you still got to, but you don't have to do insurance? That's under their insurance or something? Or do you have to get insurance?
You have
insurance
to get your own insurance.
Yeah, but
you
can drive home whenever you want.
You're always driving a brand spanking new car.
Yeah.
Even a lease after 2 or 3 years old, it's still a 2 or 3 year old vehicle.
Yeah, right.
You're always driving a brand new car. You never have maintenance.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
If there's something wrong with the vehicle, it's not your fault. You're just driving it.
Yeah. Can you drive it to like Toronto?
Yeah.
Oh, like, you so put, that's you not put, bad like, then. You, it's basically
well, you
your
have
car.
A demo. You don't take a new home one home every night. You have a demo and you stick with it for 3 to 6 months.
Right.
Until they sell it.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is, because you get to pick some sweet ass cars. Usually the fully loaded ones.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. 4-door fucking Genesis.
Yeah. That they have one at work that I want to make my baby.
Yeah. What's that cost? Like $70,000?
Nah, that one's a steal. $43,000 plus frame PDI. With the discount, you're gonna walk away around $40,000.
Well, that's
you're
not
in a
bad,
luxury vehicle.
$40,000, and then on tax, so it's $50,000. Is that what happens?
What province do you live in?
20, I don't know.
20% tax.
Wait, is
come
it not?
On.
What is it? 15?
13. 13 in Ontario. 15.
Yeah. So what's 13 on 40?
13 on 40. It's like another 5,600.
Yeah.
Something
so
like
it's
that.
Almost
something
half
like that.
45. That's not bad.
For,
I would buy that. I would buy
vehicle.
That ride. It's a nice ride. People at home right now, take a look at her.
Oh.
Google it right now and take a look.
Leather, Navi. Well, heated seats aren't a big thing anymore, but it's still, the car is just loaded.
Yeah. No, it's dope, man. Even the little coupe is fucking dope.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Now that I've got this kid in the way, I can't picture myself in any of these cars.
No, you gotta
I'm thinking of jumping into the minivan club,
yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah, I would, man. It's the way to go.
You can fit so much things in there.
Yeah. The fucking, as long as you get the ones with the hide seats.
The stowaways, go.
Yeah. That's the way to go, man. You can get a lot of shit in there. And then, like, if you aren't driving with kids, you can get a lot of shit in there even more. Like, you can fill it right up with, like, bikes and you know, and desks and shit. If you want to move desks, I don't know.
You can do so much more when you don't have kids.
Yeah, but they're, like, a mini you. So it's cool. Did you guys figure out what you're getting yet?
No.
Oh, yeah, no. You guys are going blind.
Yeah, we're going blind.
Lots of yellow.
Yeah.
What does she want? There's obviously she wants. She wants a girl.
No, she hasn't really said. Well, she wants, yeah, she's mentioned
she wants a girl.
She wants a girl.
She wants
she's
a
got
girl.
A little boy already. She wants a girl.
Yeah.
But.
And what do you want?
I don't care either way.
Yeah, but you always lean for one near the other.
No, I honestly, I don't care if it's a boy or a girl. Just as long as the baby comes out black, I'm happy.
I am out of here. Whoa, man, that'd be crazy. What would you do? Like, I remember when I first, when my first daughter was born, because like when you see in movies, like the baby comes out and you don't, if you don't know, like the baby's super old in movies. Like that's not a newborn baby.
That's not a newborn baby.
Like it's an old baby. So when my firstborn was born, I remember looking at her. I was like, is she black? Because she was like bluish, like she was really dark because she has never breathed before. I didn't know. I was like, is she a different color skin than mine? I was like, is this actually happening?
Bitch.
I was like, this is every guy's fucking nightmare or awesomeness.
It just gets real awkward real quick for you.
Yeah, but nah, it's just because they don't breathe. So that, just watch out for that.
There is no doubt in the world that any of your children are yours. Every one of them look like
you. Oh, yeah. Look just like me. I know. I'm not saying that. I just mean at the very first time. I didn't know. Like,
oh, I totally agree.
I didn't know that
they came
out.
Your daughter looks nothing like what she does now when she was born. I remember seeing her right off the bat and going, like.
Is that Christopher's child?
No, I remember being like, that's a weird looking little kid.
Yeah.
But that was, I met her at what? A couple days old.
Oh, yeah. When she was real fresh, right? We came up. When she was real fresh.
Yeah, but I think you're like 3 days old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe a week, something like that.
Which way to go? Left or right?
Wherever. Left, right, wherever you want to go.
Here, I got an idea.
Yeah?
I've got an idea.
Yeah, no, she was real fresh when we came up and you met her. But yeah, she looks like me now. Well, she looks more like she's a mixture of us. And then,
totally.
And then the middle one looks like me.
The middle one.
And the youngest, he... I don't know what the heck he's looking like. He's a weird guy. He doesn't look like Steph, he doesn't look like me. So, he's a cool kid. Yeah, no, so I wanted to ask you, you had a little trouble with the law as a younger man. Or actually, do you want to talk about anything more about the kids?
No.
We can circle back after anyways.
Man, I'm getting away and doing this podcast, so I don't have
to talk about kids.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Baby, if you're listening, I love you.
We all just say jokes, okay? It's just jokes. You had a little trouble with the law as a younger man.
Yeah,
what happened?
You get pulled over, you get into altercation, not fights, physical fights with cops, but arguments with cops.
Yeah.
I got arrested a couple times.
Uh-huh.
Well,
the one I was thinking about is, let's go back to the night where you got arrested. The big night. Not the little stuff when we're kids and stuff. The night where you were at McDonald's.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Let's start off there.
Well, the night doesn't start off there. The night starts off, I was out partying with this girl who used to be a really good friend of mine. Well, she still is.
Do I know her? You don't have to drop her name. Here, I'll pause. I just want to know what it is. Okay, so you were out with a friend.
So I'm out with the friend, and we're out celebrating
her
birthday.
Here, not gonna do.
We're celebrating her birthday.
Yeah.
We're having a blast. I'm being a good DD, but I'm still having a drink every hour and a half, maybe.
Right.
Right? So I'm about 3 to 4 drinks in over like a 4-hour period, hitting 2 different spots. And we decided I'm gonna leave my car at my buddy's and we're gonna stay there for the night.
Yeah.
He's playing a gig downtown in Ottawa.
Yeah.
We go see the gig. We end up getting smashed.
Okay.
And we go back to his place. She ends up table dancing.
Whoa.
Standing on the table, knocks it over, all the glasses everywhere, drinks up in the air. And is this the corner?
I don't know.
Drinks up in the air and all over his music.
Whoa. He's been
written all this stuff, just ruins it all.
He's written stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, like all the sheet music.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
So,
this poor, is a car? No.
Poor girl feels so embarrassed, goes into the kitchen, she just feels like a piece of shit. She's like, I just want to go home. I just feel so bad for her. It's on her birthday. Even though she'd been a drunken fool, I just wanted to get her home. So I'm like, let's get out of here. So I grab her beer, case of beer, and put in the car. I'm like, I'm going to drive her across Ottawa to her house. I get in the car on
this
the way
exact
there.
Car?
This exact car.
Yeah.
On the way there, I smash the case on his front doorstep. And I'm like, fuck, I can't, after smashing his living room up, I can't very well smash up
his outside, front steps front step, too. Yeah.
So I pick up all the bottles and I just threw them in the trunk of my car.
Well, oh, no.
On the way home, we're about, I'm not exaggerating when I say this, we're about 1 to 2 minutes away from her house. And she says, can I get McDonald's? Now, this is about 4 o'clock in the morning, approximately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what were you feeling like? You're wasted?
No, I'm not wasted. I'm more just tired.
Right.
And like, I was wasted at the bar
earlier,
hours
yeah.
ago and then kind of at his house. But either way, I wasn't bad. I had a buzz, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. You were okay. It was like the morning after.
It would
know,
be,
after
it would be
getting
similar
really
to
wasted.
The morning after because
yeah.
it was like 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not hungry for McDonald's at all, which is very weird because normally me drinking, I love McDonald's.
Yeah.
But she gets it. She wants her McDonald's. So we go order. Well, we get up to Wendy's. She goes, Kelly, what do you want? I said, I don't want anything. She's like, okay, I'll order. She orders across from me and just starts talking like a total fool. I realize I haven't said a word at the drive-thru whatsoever. She was the only one talking. When I pull up to the window, they tell us to wait on the food, it's gonna be a bit, and we have to pull up ahead.
Oh,
and it's
no.
waiting extremely long, and I start realizing, I'm like, they think she was the one
driving
when she made the order, sounding a drunken buffoon. So, sure enough, cherries from every direction.
God damn.
4 cop cars show up, arrested. That was super fun.
So, okay, so when they rolled up and the cherries, what happened? They just tell you to get out of the car? And they're like, you've been drinking? And then you said, yeah?
The beer in the back smelled so strong. They said, there's a strong smell of booze coming from the car. And I said, it's a broken case. Like, nonetheless, we got the call that someone was talking...
Wasted in the
drunken
yeah.
into the machine. And they said, we can see it's her now, but because of the smell of booze and that, we have to give you a breathalyzer.
Fuck.
I blew just over the legal limit.
Yeah?
It wasn't double or anything.
Yeah, just a little bit over.
Yeah.
Like a couple points?
I think it was 0.11.
Right.
Is that right? Is that a really low score? It's legal limit is 0.08.
Yeah, I don't know what the point is.
0.08, right?
Yeah, I think it's even lower now. But at the time,
it was
like
the limit,
eight.
I was at 11.
Yeah, okay.
That's what it was.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So you were a few points over.
I was just a teeny bit.
Is that what he said? You're just a little bit over?
No, he didn't. The girl made the comment saying, no, you're not in bad shape at all.
Yeah.
But...
you're still getting arrested?
But said I got... No, I was over the legal limit.
Yeah. So what happened then? You went to jail for the night?
Yep. And I didn't get along with my officer very well. We weren't buddies at all.
No.
I don't think we're ever going to add each other on Facebook.
No.
No.
Did they like treat you bad?
Well, he wouldn't let me talk to the girl, and she can be a little dramatic at times. So,
she got arrested too?
No, she was in the car, and they were going to drive her home.
Right.
She ended up. I had doobies hidden in the car, and I'm like, "Fuck! I got to get them out of the car just in case they search it."
Yeah.
So I threw them in the thing at McDonald's.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention the biggest fuck you in this whole story is as I'm getting arrested.
Yeah.
Somebody comes out to the car and hands them the McDonald's and says, "Have a good evening."
Whoa.
Fucking
assholes.
Mind blowing. Yeah. I looked back, I'm like, did that just actually happen?
Yeah.
That was a straight fuck you.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So yeah. Where was I?
Okay, so you threw the doobies in the bag.
I threw the doobies in the bag. I talked to her. Okay, I'm totally concerned about her, so I just say I want to talk to her while I'm arrested in the back.
Yeah, he wouldn't let you.
Wouldn't let me. And so I said, I'm just worried about her well-being, that she's going to be okay and that she doesn't blame herself for any of this. Can you just let me talk to her for a second?
Yeah.
Refuses. So his boss overhears the argument between him and I. And I said to him, I lost my train of thought because I'm seeing you play with lights and shit.
Yeah, I was just looking at it. Here, let's
We're gonna
finish
redo
that
this
right
whole thing.
Now. I'm going to just restart the recording. Okay, so you... Well, what I wanted to know is, did they treat you bad?
Yeah, well,
okay.
They didn't abuse me or anything.
Yeah,
like,
okay, so she's being dramatic. You finally are getting pulled into the station. What happens there? They take your fingerprints and shit?
No, they didn't do fingerprints till later on in time.
Yeah,
I had to go
so
to
they
Ottawa
just
and do that.
So they just threw you in a clinker and said you're not going anywhere until you get a lawyer?
And they had one of those like transparent windows that are kind of like mirrors.
Yeah.
In there, but if you stood right against it and looked through, you could see into the room.
Yeah.
And so while I was in there, I noticed that the guy who arrested me that I didn't get along with,
yeah,
was in there typing up the report.
Yeah.
And so I sat there for half of the time, probably, just with my hands up against the glass, covering so I could see through the glass.
Yeah.
Just to kind of torment the guy. And he was getting pissed.
Right.
He ended up coming, shutting all the blinds. That was working because he could still see me through the blinds. And then, like, I think he transferred over to another room because I could see him through the door whenever I stood up.
Yeah.
It was a shitty situation.
Yeah.
But I was trying to stay awake.
Yeah.
Because they say only guilty people sleep.
Oh, is that
and
what
someone,
it is?
Someone told me that, so I'm like, I cannot sleep. So I ended up staying awake the whole time. And I was alone in the cell.
Yeah.
But when I talk to people, I'm like, yeah, when I was in jail, man, it was tough. But like, I was there only for a night. But you really get a real shock on what it's like.
So you were by yourself, and what happened? Like, okay, the next day he let you go and said, okay, now we're going to court. You don't get your, you're,
oh no,
you're,
no, he gives you instructions that this is what you're, and he just says, this is your court date, which is, it was months away.
Yeah. And he said, you can't drive.
Took the license for 3 months.
Yeah.
It was a real, real fuck you.
And then,
a lot of fuck yous that day.
And then, so you go to court. And did you get a lawyer? Or did you get like legal aid, like the free shit?
No, I was an idiot. I talked to my cousin, and which the basic end of the conversation was, you did it, so you just gotta deal with it and hope it's not a bad punishment. Like that was basically
That's
all
what
the advice
saying.
I got.
Okay.
But I said, I'm like, unless I wanna pay somebody like
a shitload of man, yeah.
To fight a battle that could just put me through
that you probably won't
shit.
Lose. That you might lose.
Yeah, there's no point.
Yeah.
So either way, I got it over and done with.
So you just guilty?
Guilty. I pleaded guilty. Lost it for a year. Had a breathalyzer for 6 months or something along those lines.
So you lost it for a year?
No, lost it for 6 months. Had a breathalyzer for a year.
What was the breathalyzer like?
The breathalyzer blew. It is a totally corrupt system, first off.
Yeah.
And so it's a monopoly. So the company who does the breathalyzer and checks it on you,
yeah,
decides whether or not you have to stay in the program, and they can then continue charging you more money every month to keep you in the program. They decide your fate.
Oh, fuck.
Think of it like a swimming instructor that you pay for swimming lessons. Yeah. If you don't pass,
you have to keep going. Yeah.
And take another lesson, and they control whether you're passing or not.
That's gay.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well.
So how long did it last for? 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months. And at the end, I just tried to like beg, because I've blown over many times. It'll blow over from spraying the windshield wiper fluid, because it'll come back through the vents and there's alcohol in it. If you have Red Bull in the air, not on your breath, but in the air,
yeah,
and the machine hits it, that'll set it off.
Red Bull?
Red Bull.
That's bullshit.
I know, it's messed up.
So like, and they just say, and that goes on your record, like you're trying to drink drive.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
no, no.
Weird.
So
they won't take it out.
So what you have to do is right after, you have to give a positive sample to show that it was in the air. Something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So if you give two in a row that are bad, you're in a bad state. I one time didn't understand how the machine was working and kept blowing in, and I guess I was really, really hungover. And I ended up blowing in like 22 times and getting negative results.
Whoa. So you got in trouble for that. So you could have got out of it earlier.
You have to wait like 20 minutes
each time.
That's how many times and how long it was.
That's a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah, it was a pain in the ass. I blew over for 2 hours after having half of a glass of red wine and washing my mouth out.
Yeah, but you
used... so sensitive.
You used mouthwash though, right?
No, alcohol in it? I did do that one morning though.
Yeah, and you got busted and it fucking wouldn't start.
I remember like just going out to the car and going, oh man, it's been so long since I mouthwashed. I totally forgot why I haven't been mouthwashing.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I got in there, I just went, shit, I'm going to be here for another little while.
Okay, so how much did it end up costing you?
Like all this fucking breathalyzer thing. The breathalyzer, the fine, the extra insurance. If I was to take a stab at it, probably somewhere around 10 grand.
So, like the extra insurance, like, did your insurance go up double?
You know what? It was not that bad.
No?
My insurance, the highest I've paid is $253 a month.
Whoa.
And when you think about
it, high.
When I was a young driver, I was paying $400 a month.
$400?
Yeah.
Because of speeding tickets and shit.
No. No. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't remember if I had speeding tickets.
It's fucking, insurance is gay anyway.
Insurance is.
Okay, everyone. That is it for this episode. While Kelly and I were driving around and talking, we were just about to finish. He was dropping me off and the recorder in the car like broke down. It stopped. And I lost like the last few minutes of it, but basically that was the end of the conversation we were having. So like always, this episode of the Carpooling Podcast was brought to you by www.ratherunique.ca. Go there, check out the media work. If you like what you see and you want something done, message me through the site. It's info@ratherunique.ca. Tell them what you want, and once I give you a price and you're happy with that, send another email back saying that you heard this through the podcast and you'll get another 10% off, which is sweet. So, you know, if it was $1,000, it'd be $100 off. Obviously, you know how to do math. Follow the show on Twitter @carpoolingpod. Follow myself on Twitter @Chris_Asteroid. If you want to play some video games or something, you can add me on Xbox Live, Chris Asteroid. And that is it, everybody. On behalf of Kelly McCann, I am Christopher Lloyd. Thank you for listening to the Carpooling Podcast. Thanks, guys. Bye.